Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The massive $500 million expansion project at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston hits a major milestone this week. After years of planning, fundraising, designing, and construction, the first gallery is being installed in the new Art of the Americas wing. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on how hopes and nerves are running high at the MFA.
We've got one more to come in here, so I think you have to put the Constitution in the center.
Yeah.
The first of 53 new galleries at the MFA is devoted to minutely detailed ship models. The Constitution, a famous United States frigate, is a standout. It and the other 18th and early 19th century warships and merchant vessels look exactly like the real things, just much smaller, with miniature masts and sails, even tiny pieces of furniture, cargo, and weapons.
Yeah, this has a cannon, too, if you want to use as well.
Oh, that's right.
It takes a crew of fastidious designers, curators, handlers, technicians, and project managers to orchestrate and maneuver the fragile replicas. Elliot Davis, chair of the Art of the Americas department, is navigating the entire process. She has been since the MFA's expansion began about 9 years ago. Ultimately, Davis will oversee the installation of about 5,000 objects in the new wing. She admits it's no small task.
I think you've sensed a bit of what goes into a ship model, which has rigging and it has delicate decking and it has an unusual kind of a balance. But every object has its own needs. Some are large and heavy, some are very small and fine. And so that's why it takes a lot of coordination to make sure that they all get what they need.
A Dutch ship model called the Valkenis needs a huge display case and center stage. It's never been shown at the MFA before, but now it sits inside a 12-foot-tall, state-of-the-art glass case smack in the middle of the gallery.
So this is like a studio apartment, basically, that we're installing here.
That's Keith Crippen, the MFA's head designer. He's responsible for fitting and filling more than 200 of these display cases for the vast American wing. They were engineered in Italy. For Crippen, this day is a moment of truth.
My biggest worry, I want everything to look good. That's my I want everything to kind of come together and everything to look, you know, sublime. You know, so that's my task at hand. So as long as nothing breaks right now, we're in good shape.
Time is tight, according to Crippen. Any breakages or setbacks in this first gallery could throw off the schedule for the rest of the wing's unfolding. The highly focused team works straight up until lunch break. When they leave, museum director Malcolm Rogers stops by. It's his first time in the ship model gallery since the installation began.
You can almost hear the timbers creaking.
Rogers calls the ship models priceless and says the stakes are high for the MFA's $500 million American wing.
But I think we have the possibility here of making a statement about American art and culture that no other museum can make, simply because our collections are so rich.
And what's that statement?
The statement is, pay attention. This is a heritage that we can be proud of all the way back from ancient America right up to the present day.
And while this day and the Model Ship Gallery's installation surely represent major milestones for the MFA, there's an even bigger one looming on the horizon, opening day. It's scheduled for later this year in November, if everything goes as planned. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.